with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in most parts of the Inland Empire today, ushering in a heat wave that will increase the risk of wildfires and could bring record high temperatures throughout the region, according to the National Weather Service. A strong, high-pressure system will build over California on Friday and give rise to sweltering conditions over Labor Day weekend, forecasters said. Humidity will drop to 10 to 15% on Saturday, and wind gusts out of the east are expected to reach 20 to 30 miles per hour, setting the stage for near-critical fire weather conditions in the inland valleys throughout Southern California until Tuesday. The NWS issued an excessive heat warning throughout Riverside County that will take effect at 10 a.m. Friday and last through 8 p.m. Monday. An additional 153 coronavirus cases were reported in Riverside County, with 7 additional deaths attributed to complications stemming from the virus. But hospitalizations and known active virus cases fell further, according to data released by the Riverside University Health System. The number of patients hospitalized countywide for treatment of the virus is 207, down 9 from Tuesday. That figure includes 69 people in intensive care units. The Brooklyn Nets have a new head coach, and it's none other than Steve Nash, a 2-time NBA MVP winner while playing as a point guard with the Phoenix Suns and an 8-time NBA All-Star. Steve Nash has agreed to a 4-year contract with the Nets and will take over as head coach for a team led by Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving next season. He will be the 23rd head coach in the franchise's history. This will be the first coaching experience for Hall of Famer Steve Nash. He spent 5 years as a consultant with the Golden State Warriors before the surprising move to become head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Despite a record budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, California is spending more money on solutions to the homeless crisis than last year. Governor Gavin Newsom gave an update on HomeKey, a $600 million plan to buy hotels, motels, and apartments around the state by the end of the year and use them to get people off the streets. Newsom says California's mayors have borne the burden of homelessness for too long without the resources for meaningful change.
From my humble perspective, what doesn't work is continuing to do what you've done. You have to do things differently. There are certainly programs that work, they deserve to be replicated, but there are programs that do not work and we need to call them out.
$550 million of the $600 million comes from federal coronavirus relief funds, which must be spent by the end of the year. Applications from cities, housing agencies, and tribal authorities must be in by September 29th. Newsom is positioning HomeKey as a next step from RoomKey, a temporary emergency project that has taken 22,000 people off the streets since April and put them in hotel and motel rooms rented by the state. California census takers are calling and visiting homes this month in a race to get all residents counted before the September 30th deadline. Didis Katagi directs the state's census initiative and says they're now focusing on about 1,000 census tracts with a low response rate and where people may be hard to count.
If it has a high amount of renters or multi-unit complexes, because it makes it harder for enumerators to get there. They can also be hard to count because they have a high percentage of folks who are in public assistance or who have limited English proficiency.
California is spending $8 million to connect with people in 21 counties, including Sacramento and Los Angeles. The census count brings down federal funding for local health and education programs. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.